Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
How foggy is it right now in the hearts of Houston Rockets fans after having the year that they had? And I'm sure that they were thinking, oh, we could beat the Warriors. And then the Warriors come in and essentially handle them.
I mean, if you're a Rockets fan this morning, you're getting PTSD. It's like, oh, great. It's Stephen Curry's hitting those shots again. Yeah, it's a wrap. They're 4-0 against this lifetime. That was the Harden, Chris Paul era, Dwight Howard, all of that. The same way teams
look at Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and they're like, oh, how are they going to find a way? Right. Like, that's the worst matchup. I know when Buffalo sees them, they're like, there's just no, we have no chance. When Baltimore's, we have no chance.
When the Niners see them, they have
exactly,
no chance.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'm telling you, like, when you have Steph Curry and you have Steve Kerr, you are, you know, it's basically teams have to give you the night before you can say that they don't have a shot. Now that you've added Jimmy Butler and he can be a closer to help you down the stretch, not just on offense, but defensively, being able to switch, diving on the floor, you know, getting deflections. I thought him and Draymond were outstanding in terms of deflections late in that game.
I mean, what was the most encouraging aspect of that win for you yesterday, Dub Nation? We're talking about it, 888-957-9570. That's the same number to call or text, by the way. So again, if you're hanging out, just chilling, you don't want to call us, you can always text us. 888-957-9570. And that's courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And by the way, we are streaming as well. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Laughing Monk probably loving this Warriors game yesterday. Everyone was shouting out Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale, San Francisco. A lot of people I know like love to go there. He's at the Lobster Linguini. I guess it's named after Joe Shasky.
Sounds
the Shasky Linguini.
So good right now.
Right now, you want to go for some lobster?
I could.
At 8 in the morning? Why
I
not?
Could. I could always go for lobster.
Carter, you're scoffing at that, but there's lobster Benedicts. All right, come on.
I was going to say, that's good.
There you go. That's actually right up his alley. A lobster eggs Benedict is right up Carter's alley.
I just want to know where Carter's going after the wedding this weekend. Be like, when is the honeymoon?
And if you're just joining us, congratulations, Carter Chickering.
There where you are you go. Going?
Yeah, where are you going?
Jamaica.
Sandals? All-inclusive?
Private
Sandals.
Jet?
Are you really?
Private jet?
I wish, Shasky.
No, it's going to be one of those, like, water boats. Like, they, like, fly in on, so, like, the water planes. They fly in on the water.
Are you taking Dylan Brooks with you? Because I think they'll be in Jamaica in about a week and a half.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You hate to see that if you're a Rockets fan.
I'm telling you, dude.
This morning, I
was as worried as any. And believe me, I understand it. And I'm not trying to overreact after one game. I'm asking sincerely, what is the chess move for the Rockets offensively to be able to keep up with what the Warriors are presenting?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
literally just hitting your shots. That's it. That's all they could do. And they're a team that doesn't hit their shots in the regular season.
I mean,
they're not a good offensive team shooting the ball.
Jalen Green has had, it's got to be 6 or 7 games against the Warriors. He's really only had the one 21-point game. He's the only one that sticks out. The Warriors know what he wants to do. He wants to play 100 miles per hour downhill. He's kind of got a little bootleg Westbrook thing going.
Speaking of Westbrook over the weekend, oh my God.
We'll get to him.
The Nuggets Clippers.
The worst non-shot since the national title game non-shot.
Oh, that was Houston-esque, wasn't
what
it?
What was he doing?
I don't know. I never know what that guy's doing. He's just getting mad
at everyone. Made plays over Kawhi, though.
He did.
But Jalen Green, if he's not going to score, and if Fred VanVleet's going to go bombs away from three and barely hit rim, they're in deep, deep trouble because the Warriors are not going to honor those guys from the outside. Dylan Brooks could hit 8,000 threes from beyond the arc. The Warriors will never, never think that that's a good shot for him. Like that, no. They'll give him that. Amen Thompson will get anything he wants from 15 feet out, but anything from 15 feet in, they're going to have dope 2 and 3 guys all over him. So I don't know, man. I don't know where they're going to get offense. I think Jabari Smith's the guy that needs to play more for them.
Can we put the rest of the Curry stopper thing, too? Amen Thompson. I don't know. That last game, he held him to 3 points. Stop.
Yeah, Ruben Patterson thinks that they should remove that name.
Stop it.
You know, guys don't know Ruben Patterson? If I say Ruben...
Mick who?
Ruben Patterson thought he was the Kobe stopper. And I think he called himself the Kobe stopper one day.
Well, the only guy
Kobe was like, there's no one stopping.
No, there's no one. Shane Battier was another one, right, too? The hand in the face. He's like, I just try to make him work harder for it. I was like, stop. He's been that fade away in your face all the time. The only one that Kobe actually respected as like a legitimate Kobe stopper was Tony Allen. He was the guy who said he guarded him the best. So there you go. And again, Amen Thompson, God love you. You're incredible. He's a rookie. That's a tough assignment for the kid.
I'm a huge fan of his.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so much baked into this series. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, the one thing that the Rockets have going for them is their youth. And maybe they don't know any better. And they got size and they got athleticism. At the end of the day, though, we see it in the playoffs, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's, you know, football, doesn't matter. Golf, individual sports, experience matters.
Absolutely.
It matters. And when you have Jimmy Butler, who's 35, experienced, been to 2 finals as a best player, dragging 2 Heat teams that have no business going there and to those.
And it feels like he's gaining more of like, you know what? You're right. It is my turn to take over.
Yeah.
Whereas I think he deferred a little too often early on.
And again, 10 of 19 from the floor yesterday, 25 points when they needed 5 steals, 6 assists, leading the team in steals and assists, 2nd in scoring. Yeah, that's the Jimmy Butler experience.
Steals and assists. I mean, he's such a great player.
He's all around.
He's so much
better
than I thought.
He's literally what they've been missing. Again,
he's so much better than I thought.
I go back to it. It's the yin and yang, right? And Steph spoke to it immediately. He's like, we complement each other in a weird way that I didn't even know was possible. And I think a lot of Warriors fans are skeptical about the Jimmy Butler acquisition because, again, and I know you were on this, and I'm not blaming you, but when you have the opportunity to get Kevin Durant and you felt like you were going to get him,
yeah,
because you guys made sweet music and sweet love together,
100%.
You won 2 titles, went to 3 finals, yeah, you want that. But Jimmy Butler was the guy you needed. Yeah. He was the guy you needed for this team, this iteration. He's better than what Kevin Durant is defensively. He is a better facilitator than what Kevin Durant was. And at this point, as a shooter, maybe not the shooter he is, but
yeah,
like picking and choosing his spots and be able to slow things down, he's what you needed with this team. And as a leader... Again, I know we all kind of made fun of it at the time. He's been a great leader for this team. Great leader on the court.
I also thought that he adjusted really well in this Rocket game because the last time they played the Rockets, I'm looking at it right here. He only scored 13 points.
And how many attempts? Less than 10, right? How many attempts from
the
floor?
He was 4 of 7.
Seven.
All right. He
shot 19 times.
5 rebounds, 3 assists. But in that game, he just looked, A, tired, and B, very unathletic compared to those guys. In that game.
Yeah.
In this one, with a couple of days rest, now I faced you one time, he looked so much more in control, more athletic, stronger, fit. Like, he was a step ahead of them.
And he talked about that on the walk-off with TNT yesterday.
Let me hear that, yeah.
Just rest, honestly. Getting some rest. Clear minds, knowing that we got 1 job to do. Come in here, compete, and try to steal 1 on the road.
I like that. I didn't know that. So right after the game, I'm such a big Bonte fan that I flipped over to the NBC broadcast to watch.
You're a big Bonte fan now. You ignore him on social about the House of Prime Rib, but you're his biggest fan.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Also, I like there's like this thing with Chuck that like Barkley on the TNT stuff. Like, we get it.
It's a shtick.
No, I know. We get it. It's kind of tired.
Some people like
a decade.
Again, I understand.
You can't just poop on the Warriors for a decade. Like, at some point, can you break down the game we just saw?
But he knows what he's doing because that caters to the younger. Like, the high school Joe Shasky would have been tuned into that because I want the national perspective. I used to do that a lot when it's like my team won. You go on Around the Horn or PTI. He's like, okay, I want to hear what the national perspective, because they're talking. Again, that doesn't really matter anymore,
but
though.
But for credibility, like, and I know that he's like, in part, it's a character. I acknowledge and I understand it, but like, why I love the TNT postgame show is because Kenny and Shaq and Ernie and Chuck are going to break down what I just saw and give me something. Now, there can be some fun, but if for a decade, all the important Warrior games, you come out rooting for the other team, every single one of them, and you're just going to stay on this island of, well, the other team's going to figure it out, and then you just get mad at the team that you picked to win, didn't perform. It's just, at some point, can you just analyze the game I just saw, Chuck? That's all. That's all I'm saying. Like, it's been a decade of it. Like, we get it. We know your stance. Let Kenny kind of break down the game I just saw.
888-957-9570. That's what we're doing this morning and all day long right here, 95.7 The Game, breaking this game down. Warriors 1-0 now. They have snapped a three-game Game 1 losing streak dating back to the finals a couple years ago against the Boston Celtics.
Crazy.
When they won, they lost that one. Obviously lost Game 1 to the Sacramento Kings and then to the Los Angeles Lakers. So that was their three-game Game 1 losing streak. But they snapped it and are now 1-0 heading into Game 2, which will be on Wednesday, which now feels like a must win for the Rockets if they have any hope in this series, because they're not winning 2 in Golden State. They're just not.
How much time by fans, by the station, by the media, the hand-wringing over seeding for the Warriors, right? And like, I get it.
I wasn't one of them, but I hear you. I felt
the rest, I think, was the most important. Like, for me, like, the part of avoiding the play-in was the rest, right? And there's a difference between the Friday night game and the play-in, which Memphis looked like they had no chance. They were had the Warriors played Friday night, I think that they would have looked closer to what Memphis looked like than whatever they looked like against the Rockets.
I think they would have gotten blown out as well. Might not have been by 50, but maybe like by 20.
Well, they wouldn't have looked good.
No.
And that team needed rest. That being said, I 100% subscribe to the, we just look different in the playoffs. Well, I've always felt that way. But getting there was always the difficult part.
Right.
Right? But we did all this hand-wringing on seeding. Seeding doesn't. If you win Game 1 on the road or even Game 2 on the road, you have now seized back home control and home court advantage. And so the Warriors right now have all of the momentum, and they're going to have to face a team that's going to be desperately clinging for their season.
Absolutely.
And they're going to come out fighting. But that being said, I love their energy because early on in this game,
they got punched in the mouth early.
They did, and they bounced back.
Shengun had a sick dunk. I know. I think we all forgot about it.
Wow, that's right.
He dunked over Draymond. It's like, oh my God.
How about the Tari Eason block on Jimmy Butler?
That was sick. After he turned it over and then he recovered.
That was a sweet block.
That was. Again, they show the signs and flashes like, wow, this team could be something.
Well,
they just can't shoot the ball, man.
Well, that's where Steven Adams is going to continue to be a load. I don't think their disparity on the glass is going away.
Because
they've got the size. It's how can you exploit them on the other end?
He's absolutely a big load there. David in San Francisco wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. Good morning, David. How are we feeling about that win yesterday? What's your confidence heading deeper into this series now after going up 1-0? Good morning.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking the call. And let me just start by complimenting your colleagues. I listened to the game on the radio. I was driving, and I just really thought it's Tom and Tim, right?
Yep. Tom Tolbert, Tim Roy, right here, 95.7 The Game, Odyssey app.
They were outstanding. Tolbert especially. I mean, Tolbert's just so solid. It was really a delight to listen to the game on the radio as opposed to watching it on TV. There's a lot to unpack. Let me react to something one of you guys said about Kevin Durant. Been there, done that. I don't think there was any disappointment among the fan base when we didn't get Durant. And while I did share a lot of people's skepticism about Jimmy Butler, primarily because of all of the bad press that was coming out of Miami, it's turned out he's been a great teammate, period.
Amazing.
Hard stop. Great teammate.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Obviously is vibing with everybody, especially Draymond. That's clear from what transpires on the court. And he's just an amazing addition. He's such a baller. Guy's just such a baller. Great game. Very exciting. Lots of back and forth. I guess, you know, my biggest concern, look, what I took away from the game was that they hung tough and they were able to keep the momentum, you know, keep the thing going. And, you know, granted, we got three older players against a relatively young team. And my worry going forward is that they're able to, you know, keep that momentum going, you know, fitness level, the endurance, you know, when you cross into your 30s, you start slowing down, you know, you lose a step. And I guess my biggest concern is if we come out of this, you know, series with a W and go on to round two, can they keep it going?
So here's what I would say to you. Here's what I would say to you. They played nine games in 15 days. Okay.
Nine times.
That was into the play-in. Okay. So 9 and 15. Okay. Starting today. All right. As in yesterday, yesterday, that's one game, one day. They won't play for another 2 days after that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't play again until Wednesday.
There's no more back-to-backs.
Monday, Tuesday. That's two full days off. Then you have Thursday, Friday, two more full days off until Saturday's game three. They will have played three games in an 8 day span or whatever it is, as opposed to 9 and 15. 9 and 15, which is what they had coming into this. So right now, the schedule's in their favor. Now, it's up to them to take advantage of the days off and to continue to rest, rehab, whatever it is, come out and execute in these games. There's no doubt about it. My other big takeaway, which obviously his point about the big three, everybody knows that. Without the big three, they're in trouble, right? We know. But the other guys are going to have to step up. And that's why I thought Moses Moody's two big buckets late in this game, Pajemski making big plays late in this game, those were critical for this team. If they want to go anywhere, Moses Moody is going to have to hit shots to stay on the floor, because we know where Kerr is going to lean. He's going to lean GP2, right? And yeah. GP2, God bless him, during the bulk of the game, he's going to attack, he's going to shoot. But late in games, he's not a guy I want shooting corner threes.
No.
He's just not. I trust Moody's shot, even though the shot hasn't been better. Pods, the activity level, that's a carryover. I know every game he plays in, that activity level, his activity on the glass, you know, deflections, diving, just being a pest, that is there. But I want him being assertive offensively, taking the middies, taking the open threes. He's got to find his shot from beyond the arc. And that's why the three early threes in the first half were critical for him having confidence going into the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. What gave you the most confidence coming out of that win yesterday, Dub Nation? We're talking about it all show long. And you know what gives me confidence? It might be the simplest answer. I mean, we got Stephen Curry and they don't. Here's Steph after the game talking about his teammate, Jimmy Butler.
Our system is the same, but we do have, you know, basically, like, you know, Peyton Manning at the line, you have, you know, your audibles where you can go to the Jimmy playbook, if you will. And like I said, get him the ball at all three spots, whether it's pick and roll, whether it's at the elbow or on the block. So, you know, we're still learning, you know, each other and where, you know, those sweet spots are, depending on how teams guard us. But that is a great safety net to have. If they're going to pressure me full court or try to take away the off-ball stuff, that you have somebody that can create shots on his own.
Is Steph yelling out, Omaha!
The hallmark of this team is IQ.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so if you look at all the guys that can play on this team or not, I think, you know, basketball, feel, IQ, for the read and react, for what they want to do offensively. But also defensively. You know, they were in a zone yesterday. I thought they did a great job shading off of non-shooters, doubling Şengün at opportunistic times when he put the ball on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, boxing out is going to be big. But the guards, I thought, were active. They were trying to rebound. It wasn't for a lack of effort. Just, like, Steven Adams is a load. He's a straight-up load. But their IQ is the most important part, and that's really what makes or breaks guys in this system.
Well, there's levels to this stuff. Like, all due respect to Fred VanVleet and Steven Adams and Dylan Brooks as the veterans on that
team.
They're
fringe role players.
They're not the veterans that a Draymond Green, a Jimmy Butler, a Stephen Curry is. They're just not. They're not the same level of players. And you know what? That's literally what it is. Şengün's a very good player.
I actually really like him.
He's really good.
He has great touch.
He does. And I thought, like, without him, they're getting cooked. He is their only weapon on offense right now, consistently. That being said, it's not enough. It's just not. And coming out of that game, I'm feeling a little bit greedy this morning, Joe. We'll get to game two because we have a couple days between now and then. But I'm getting greedy. I want to step on their throat. I want to give them zero hope, and I would go all out to win game two, knowing I have two home games.
Totally agree.
And I just want, I want it over. You know why? Because I have a, again, you're looking ahead here, and I'm not trying to look too far ahead. I get game two, I'm up 2-0. I can get greedy. Maybe it goes five, maybe. And then I'm looking at that other series with Minnesota and LA. Yeah, how about you guys? Now all of a sudden, they're the teams that take a pound of flesh out of each other. We're talking about the Rockets taking a pound of flesh mm-hmm. out of the Warriors. I'm waking up this morning saying, man, maybe we can get a lot of rest. Again, there's so much between now and then. We're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that's how I'm feeling if I'm waking up as a Warriors fan this morning. How can I not be full of confidence? Like, how do you come away from that game not feeling like, yeah, we're winning this series? Like, that's how I would answer. Like, barring something major happening, knock on wood, injury-wise, like, I just don't see how the Rockets can score four times in this series and win four games. Oh, hell, can they even do it three times and push it to a seven-game series? I don't know.
The hardest part of the season, I'm telling you, the 9 games in 15 days felt like the hardest part of getting in, at least for right now. Getting in was a more difficult task for them than I think this series is going to play out. They've got to handle business. They've got to work on a lot of stuff. I think there's plenty to clean up, but I'm really encouraged, and I think they have an awesome opportunity to come back home 2-0.
Real quick, before we go to the break, I do want to touch on this, and BPA, Jim and Berkeley, we will get to you on the other side, I promise. 888-957-9570. We talked all week long about this matchup. I shouldn't say all week long because we didn't know the matchup until, what was it, Wednesday, Thursday? But we talked half the week long about the size and athleticism advantage. Is that still something that you fear after yesterday, Dub Nation, the size and athleticism of the Houston Rockets? Because I saw some interior defense yesterday from the Warriors that gave me a little, huh, like, man, maybe this team can go through all the way through the Western Conference final. Like, maybe just maybe they can.